Yes, hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Sure.
This is Mr. Raul.
Yes, Cervantes.
Okay, Raul Cervantes. Okay. And let me see, sir. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
Well, I started in
1962.
Yeah, 63
years now. Ah, okay. All right. And what is your primary branch of the trade? PCC restoration, bricklayer, cement mason, terrazzo
brick and stone.
Okay. All right, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey
not
level?
Many, I'm retired, and I retired from IMI.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
No. All right. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 4 months in your craft, if any?
Like I retired in 2004.
All right.
And I spent most of my career was spent as a training director, teacher. I was in charge of the apprenticeship system here in Southern California.
All right.
And then when I left the local, I went to Egypt for 3 years.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And yes or no, sir, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Okay. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It seems like about the same as last year. I mean, there's obviously a lot of apartments and homes, multiple homes, high-density homes being built around in my community. But most of them, I'm pretty sure they're non-union because they're all residential.
Okay. All right. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform their work on the union projects in your community?
I don't think so.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. All right. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I don't really know because since I'm not active and I'm retired, I'm not keeping up with all the job prospects coming up. But I do know that I think at this point in our industry, we certainly don't have the amount of jobs when I was active years ago. Most of the work that we have has to be commercial or industrial, and I don't know if we certainly have enough, and I don't think we have enough craftsmen to man many of the jobs we have. I know the marble industry is pretty slow right now.
All right. Thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I would say stay about the same.
Yeah, about the same. Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, a dust air quality, or no real safety concerns?
In construction, there's always safety concerns, and it can be a multitude of things depending on the type of job you're on.
Okay. All right, sir.
And always yes, power tools are always an issue, but also depending if you're, for instance, if you work in a refractory, then you have to be, you have to worry about chemicals and, you know, different other issues, safety issues.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Yes, you have?
I still attend meetings pretty regularly.
In person or online?
In person.
Okay. All right. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
No? Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Well, I'm, like I say, I'm retired. So, okay. I've been retired since 2004.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from. The first one I have right here is Friends and Neighbors, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, radio, print or online newspapers, cable news.
Print newspaper and also local news.
Local news. And then we have Friends and Neighbors, the internet, social media, radio, cable news.
Social radio.
Social radio. And then we got Friends and cable news.
Cable news.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir, for clearing that up for me. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, support for labor unions, healthcare, jobs in the economy, the environment, immigration, education, or something else?
How about all of them?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to pick one, the most?
Education.
Education. Okay. Thank you. And as you may know, sir, BC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes. Rick Smith recently interviewed our international president talking about Davis-Bacon.
Okay. So you've heard a lot about it or heard some about it?
A lot about it. I used to actually teach about it, too.
Okay. And as you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party, yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, sir, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM and Ford and Stellantis?
The UAW.
The UAW, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First one is his job as the president overall.
Approve.
You somewhat approve or you strongly approve?
Somewhat approve, I think, actually.
Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
I don't know right now. I'm kind of in the middle. Okay, I don't strongly approve because, I know enough about history to feel that sometimes foreign policy is supported, but not to the point that it's the right way to, there's too many other issues involved to just say, I approve.
Okay. And what about the economy?
Again, we're on, that's another big issue. And as far as I'm concerned, we're under, you know, when you're under the type of economic system we have, the main purpose is profit. And sometimes because of that, you know, wages, like for instance, the federal wage right now is still $7.25. Now, who can live on that?
Okay, so you somewhat approve, or you approve somewhat, right?
Yeah, right.
Or you could disapprove somewhat?
Yes, I could do that too.
Okay.
Because again, you know, in our capitalist system, I could say the main motivation is money. And sometimes labor costs can get in the way of profit, right?
Okay. Thank you. And what about support for labor unions?
Oh, 100%.
You strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. What about immigration?
Immigration is, again, I have a very strong support for immigration, but there needs to be, it needs to be reformed so it's not as chaotic as it is right now.
Yeah. So you would strongly approve it, or you would?
Oh, definitely. I strongly approve it.
Okay.
But again, it needs to be reformed so that it's not so chaotic.
Okay. And the last one here, sir, is healthcare.
I strongly approve of, we don't have a good healthcare system.
Okay,
we need to, you know, that's something we need to be focused more and be, and to have a better healthcare system than we have at the moment.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job?
I disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly. It's too chaotic right now. There's not coming together between the both parties.
Okay. Thank you.
They're too split.
All right. Thank you, sir. And last right here, sir, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. And Mr. Raul, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
vote? I'm going to vote for sure.
Will you almost certain vote?
Pardon?
The choices are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
50-50? Oh, I'll certainly vote. I've never missed voting in my whole career, in my life. I'm 86 years old.
Right,
and I'm
sir.
A Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Not even an issue. Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Right now, I think it's excellent.
Excellent? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say excellent.
Excellent?
Yes.
Okay, sir. We're almost done here, Mr. Raul. And how could the union best improve its representation and services, in your own words?
Of course, my focus in the years in the union has been, in the Bricklayers Union, has been training. I've been a teacher training director for many years, and the training of apprentices is what I promote more than anything. I used to recruit one of the most difficult jobs I had as a training director was recruiting young people to come into the trade.
Okay, so...
So training would be my focus.
Training, okay.
Apprenticeship training.
Apprentice training?
and pre-job training in our industry.
In our industry. Okay.
I'm not sure if you're aware that, you know, we've always had pre-job training. We don't have any in our local right now, but that's one thing I've always promoted is pre-job training so that young people could, before they enter the trade, can have some basic knowledge and skills before they actually become apprentices.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And right here, sir, what do you think is the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What do you think is the most important thing the union should be working now?
Like organizing and training.
Organizing and training.
And training. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, sir. And what is your preferred way, the preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, mail, text messages, job site, or union meetings?
Email.
Okay.
And union meetings. I mean, like I said, I still attend union meetings, but email is and messages. I get a lot of messages from my locals.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four or more times a year, because I also receive the local newsletter and also the journal, BAC journal.
So you said a couple of times a year?
Four times a year.
Oh, four or more. Okay. Sorry about that, sir. Okay. I would like to ask you a few questions for just statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I guess I have to say strong, although sometimes not so strong. You know, I mean, I can't be definitive about my support, but I have always, and I will continue to vote Democrat.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
On my birth certificate, it says Caucasian.
Okay. And
I don't like labels.
All right, sir. Thank you. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes, for my supervisors, can I just please have your first name?
Raul, R-A-O-U-L.
With R-A-O-U-L.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Raul, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed night, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.